Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in to everybody. I thank you so much for joining me each and every week at this time. We're scheduled to be joined by a gentleman by the name of Clifford Wright, I believe, here in the next few minutes. He's an inventor. He's got his own company. And he has got a new tool that he's just come out with. So we're going to find all things there is to find out about this new tool. Let me see if I can find out specifically what it is. It is a lighted wrench set. Yes, he's the inventor and CEO of Bosco International. Clifford Wright is our special guest, but so far we're getting his voicemail. We're also scheduled to be joined a little later on in the hour by Ken Zvokal from AutoGeek.com, but he's having trouble with his website, so we're going to give Ken a break for the night. So we've reached out to one of our regular contributors, Lou Ann Hammond, to see if we can wrangle her up. I know she is also headed on to the Porsche trip that I am going to be on this week here to drive the Panamera. I'm coming off a week-long stay in Los Angeles, where I was involved with the Motor Trend Car of the Year selection. And I can't tell you the winner. The winner won't be announced until the January issue, but there'll be an announcement before it hits newsstands, which will be in early December. So look for the Car of the Year announcement, I would say, late in November. Motor Trend has already selected the Sport Utility of the Year. I can't tell you that one either, but I soon will be able to tell you that one. The only vehicle left to be decided for Motor Trend here for 2010 is the Truck of the Year, and it's a lean year for new trucks, let me tell you. I believe there's only three or four nominees. The nominees are the new Dodge Ram Heavy Duty pickup truck, the Ford Raptor, which is the limited edition SVT, high-performance off-road vehicle, the Ford Transit Connect, which is basically a modern interpretation of the van specifically meant for business folks, for contractors and people working on the road. And off the top of my head, those are about the only nominees that I can think of. So I would imagine that most likely between you and I, the Dodge will win that event. I can tell you the nominees off the top of my head. I may miss one or two, but I'll do my best to tell you the nominees for the Car of the Year award for Motor Trend for 2010. And the criteria to be nominated includes such factors as it has to be on sale before the end of this year. It doesn't matter if it's a 2010 vehicle or a 2011 vehicle. We don't care about that. It just has to be on sale. You have to be able to walk into a dealership before the end of the year and buy a vehicle, at least place an order on the vehicle. So there were a number of very significant players. Let me tell you some of the more significant players in the hunt. For the crown for this year, BMW brought forth their new Z4 Roadster, and it's an impressive piece with its retractable hardtop convertible, available with two different engines, including the same engine that you find in the BMW 3 Series, the twin turbocharged inline six-cylinder power plant, except when you pop it in that little tiny Z4, that Z4 just absolutely flies. It was the fastest car that we tested in our instrumented testing. And that's saying a lot, because we had some other very fast cars in the hunt, including the Porsche Panamera, the first sedan offering ever from the Porsche family. Of course, they've had the Cayenne Sport Utility vehicle, but this is basically, you know, they will deny it up and down. It certainly is not architecturally, but it certainly looks like a stretched four-door 911. You can't help but think 911 when you see this vehicle from the front. Lots of folks don't like the styling from the back. However, the CEO of Porsche wanted to make sure that it was a proper vehicle four-door-wise so that someone over 6 feet tall could fit in the back seat. The president of Porsche himself, I believe, is 6'4", so he wanted to make sure that he could fit in the back seat. So hence, it's got a very high roof line. It's a five-door hatchback, and kind of mixed reviews on the styling. I want to see it myself when I visit the Porsche folks this week. a little bit more up close and personal, because I really didn't get a whole lot of time on the Motor Trend event last week. I can tell you that the interior of the Panamera is absolutely gorgeous. It is like a Learjet. If you like lots of switches, and I'm one of those people who likes lots of switches and buttons and all that stuff, this thing has got a ton of those. It has no iDrive system like BMW does, with one button kind of like a mouse controlling a lot of things, or Audi has something called the MMI, the multimedia interface. Mercedes has something like that. Acura has also the kind of a one button screen that controls a gamut of options. But Porsche doesn't have that. They just have simply a button for everything possible. So the thing is chock full of buttons. It also was the most expensive player in our Car of the Year field. Some of the other nominees was the all-new Camaro from Chevrolet, the reworked Ford Mustang for 2010. Now, many people would say, well, that's not an all-new car. Well, no, it isn't an all-new car, but it's really significantly reworked for model year 2010. They completely redid the interior. Yeah, it's got the same engine, but the styling has been redone and the suspension has been redone, and we considered it close enough to be an all-new vehicle. Ford also brought forth the Fusion, which is also a midlife update, but this time around the Fusion got a very advanced hybrid. And the Fusion can be offered in multiple different guises. You can get a four-cylinder, six-speed stick version. You can get a six-cylinder, all-wheel drive sport version. And you can get this hybrid version, which has a very cool display on the dashboard, which shows you how you're driving when it comes to fuel economy. They're actually leaves that grow on a tree as you're driving down the road. If you're driving in an eco-friendly manner, if you start getting into the gas too much or it goes into the gasoline mode, you start losing leaves. A very interesting nominee indeed. Also, Buick sent the LaCrosse, and this car surprised a lot of folks. Buick, of course, one of the remaining three brands from General Motors, or we could say four. GMC is the fourth brand, but I kind of meld that together with Chevrolet, along with Cadillac and Buick. That's all that's left of General Motors. Pontiac will only sell one vehicle this year, and that's it. And then they're bye-bye, gone. Saab is already gone. Hummer is already gone. So this is what's left of General Motors. And the LaCrosse, although power plant-wise, didn't surprise anybody. Certainly it was the quietest vehicle in our test. And a lot of the interior materials are extremely high-end. So that was also a player in the Motor Trend Car of the Year extravaganza. Honda was not represented this year, but I'll tell you who was represented this year, and that was Toyota. They had a couple of different offerings. The new Prius, all new, the third generation one for model year 2010, a very strong contender. Also a very strong contender, the Lexus hybrid, the first ever hybrid car from Lexus, using, by the way, a lot of the Prius componentry, so you can save a lot of money and buy a Prius if you want to and kind of get the same thing. Also on display and in competition for the Motor Trend Car of the Year was the new Hyundai Genesis Coupe. This is a rear-wheel drive coupe available with either a turbo four-cylinder engine or a V6 engine, 3.8 liters. The two engines have vastly different personalities. The turbo four is rather peaky, and the V6 is a lot more silky. It's more of a grand tourer. A good value for the money, kind of going after the Mustang. But then again, doesn't really fit in with the Mustang Camaro Challenger set. It, to me, it's like an old Toyota Celica from the 1970s, rear-wheel drive. It's kind of a niche market. Well, it looks like we can't find Clifford, so I'll tell you what. We'll play some trivia after this. This is Auto World.
Pouring in our car.
This is Stabil fuel stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why? Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay! Hot Fudge Sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
There are many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. We were scheduled to be joined by the president and CEO of Bosco International, makers of the lighted wrench, but we're going to have to wait for his appearance on a later edition of the show, and we will schedule him as soon as we can, but we're going to play a little bit of trivia. We'll throw out the trivia question right now. We're going to make it a really easy one. Okay, Clint Eastwood recently starred in a movie that was named after an automobile. What was the name of this recent, within the last year, movie that starred Clint Eastwood that was named after a famous automobile? Give us a call, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Again, Clint Eastwood's movie from the past year that was named after a famous car from a domestic manufacturer. 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the answer to this easy question, we're going to throw you in the hat for the upcoming drawing from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And the last person who won this drawing walked away with a special bench stool worth about $70. Let's talk to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, welcome, and how are you, my friend?
Oh, enjoying the show as always, Bob. And Busted Knuckle has a great catalog. I tell you, I love looking at their stuff.
Oh, good. Excellent.
We missed you last week with the replay, but we know what the reason was. I caught you the next day on Joe Mazza. But I think the answer to your most recent trivia question would be Gran Torino.
Yes, 100% correct, and we're going to make sure and get you in the hat there. So hang on for Matt, and we'll make sure you're at the top of the pile there for the Busted Knuckle drawing. So did you see that movie, Gran Torino?
I've seen about half of it, and I'm going to get the DVD. Get the DVD in, because it's a good movie.
It really is, absolutely, yeah. I just saw it recently on a plane, and then my wife rented the DVD here at home, so I've kind of seen it one and a half times. And, yeah, it's a great movie, and it has a good little car song in it, so that's a definite winner. Well, what else?
Bob, was the answer to the previous question about was that the Mercury equivalent to the Granada? Was it like the I had it there. It wasn't the Marquee. It was the
it did begin with M, though, so you're wrong.
Another royalty kind of thing.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and I had it, and my brain is just gone blank, so I don't look them up on the Internet. I just...
Mercury.
I don't have it, let somebody else win it legitimately.
All right, but Frank, okay. Hold on for Matt, and we're going to put you right at the top there for the Busted Knuckle Prize. Yeah, well, we didn't answer that one. That's right. I've kind of fallen off my rocker here today, so let's find out if someone can give us the answer. Ford, for many years, had the Granada, and then Mercury had their version of it. It was basically a kind of reworked version of the Granada. New, different grille, different taillights, slightly different interior, but basically the same car. That was very common back in those days of the middle 70s. What was the name of the Mercury version of the Ford Granada? And they actually had a Lincoln version, too, which was called the Versailles. They didn't make that for too many years. That was the first kind of scaled-down version of the Lincoln, pocket-sized Lincoln, so to speak. But what do you see what Lincoln has in store for all you folks in the not-too-distant future? I've seen some concept cars that they're pondering putting out, and it will definitely surprise a lot of Lincoln owners of yesterday, because this is a very, very small offering that they're considering selling in the not-too-distant future here in the U.S. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What's my favorite car at the recently held Frankfurt Auto Show? Well, let me tell you, I think I am in love with that new Ferrari. The 458 Italia is an absolutely gorgeous vehicle. It is definitely the most exuberant design from the folks at Ferrari since the Enzo. This replaces the F430, which really hadn't been around for that long, but completely new from the ground up. It's got it's 7-speed dual-clutch gearbox, so that's one of those new manumatic-type gearboxes. You know, the first application of this gearbox in a mid-engine car, Ferrari has the same gearbox in their new California which is their retractable hardtop convertible. But what a gorgeous vehicle that is. Of course, haven't seen it in person from the Motor Trend side of the fence. I had long conversations with Editor-in-Chief Angus McKenzie and also online editor Mike Floyd. Both of them visited the Frankfurt Auto Show. Let's go to Iowa, listening on KXEL, and say hello to Scott. Scott, welcome into Auto World. Thank you for calling in. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, and you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Let's see if we can solve the riddle here, and then I'll ask you my famous questions. And the riddle is the Mercury variant of the Ford Granada. What was it?
It was the Mercury Monarch.
That's right. Frank in New Mexico was knocking on the door. It was the Monarch, definitely royalty sounding. How about your favorite new car? If you won the lottery, imagine they have lots of different lottery drawings in Iowa. You guys got lots of different ones going on?
You mean my favorite new car right now?
Yeah, what would it be? What would you buy if you won the lottery and could afford anything?
I would have to say that I'm really impressed with Ford's new Taurus.
Very interesting. Another one of the Motor Trend Car of the Year nominees, and certainly the Ford Taurus show is quite a remarkable vehicle. I can't wait to get one of those up here in New England for me to check out. That would be fantastic. But a good choice, definitely. And how about in the realm of classic cars? Do you have a favorite classic car that you long for?
I think there you have to go back to, at least for me, it would have to be the Mustang, like the 66 and a half.
Very good choice. Everybody seems to love those early Mustangs, definitely. What do you think of the current Mustang? It has some styling cues from the Mustangs from the late 60s. Do you like it at all?
Yeah, I do. I think that Ford's actually, what I've seen them do in the last few years with the Mustang, and I've been very impressed.
Yeah, they really have, and this update that they've done for model year 2010 is very, very good. Some of the problems with the 2005s through 2009s, the interior and the lack of a few options, they've addressed that. And up the ante now, the GT's got the old bullet engine, 315 horsepower, and if you can afford it, the GT500 packs a mighty 540. For model year 2011, the Mustang is going to get an all-new engine. We're a year away from that. And it's going to be optional. It's going to be 400 horsepower, and I believe it's going to be 5 liters. So hang on the line for Matt, and we're going to put you in the drawing for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. This is Auto World.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and it's an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, and also, when you get a chance, check out the cool network website, gcnlive.com. You can listen there live. You can listen to archives of this program and other programs. You can get a free podcast of this show and other shows, and you can also listen on demand. So the program we're doing here live here today will be available for an entire week, kind of running continuously 24 hours a day. So lots of cool features. It's all right at gcnlive.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome back. The last time he was with us, we had Jimmy DeFrank from the California Car Cover Company on before him, and it wasn't a setup. It just happened that way. Cameron Evans from Redline Oil. Welcome back. How you doing, Cameron?
I'm doing great, Bob. It's good to talk with you again.
Well, let's do a little bit of background here on Redline Oil for those who didn't hear your first appearance on the show. How long have you guys been around?
You know, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, and you know, we started out, a lot of people think we started out in maybe the auto racing world or, you know, in road racing where we've been so successful like we were this weekend at the SCCA runoffs, but we started out in the motorcycle business making two-stroke oils for motocross bikes, of all things. And, you know, once we started learning how to make ester-based oils, we started branching out into more motor oils and gear oils for road cars, and that got us to where we're pretty proud. We're a smaller oil company, a boutique oil company, if you will, but we really specialize in making the best of the best products. And so, for 30 years, not that many people can have survived this business that long, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely. That's a long time in the automotive aftermarket. And certainly you're in a very competitive sector. You're up against some giants in the industry.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, it's funny, in our interactions through the trade shows and things, the Mobile Ones and people of the world, they give us a lot of respect. A lot of those guys know that we're putting a very high-quality product out there. You know, there's been some upstart companies in the last couple of years that are making some products. They're a little lower quality. They're obviously price-pointed that way. They're positioned to be a little bit cheaper and kind of in the middle of the road. But we know at a time like this, when people are keeping their vehicles longer than ever, that they'll invest in the lubricants that will keep them on the road for a long time, and we like to think we're that answer.
Yeah, that's a really good point. With the economy being what it is, with the price of new cars what they are, lots of folks are holding onto their older vehicles, and that can pose some serious problems when it comes to keeping your engine wear down. So tell us a little bit about how Redline Oil helps address some of those issues for older cars.
Well, you know, with a lot of the advice that we provide off of our website on redlineoil.com has been reminding people that maybe they don't need as heavy of a motor oil as they've maybe assumed. What a lot of people forget is that, you know, if they should be still running a 530 instead of maybe a 1040, they think they're doing themselves a favor by running a 1040. What they, a lot of times they don't have the knowledge to figure out that the heavier oil stays cold longer. It takes longer to get up to temperature. And when you run a cold oil in your car, basically the oil doesn't work correctly. It doesn't allow itself to keep contaminants in suspension, and it'll wear the oil out that much quicker and wear your engine out that much quicker. So, you know, we try to remind people that if your engine asks for 530, unless it really doesn't have any ring seal, if you can see that there's just no compression left in the engine, that we really shy against going up in another way. A lot of times it's education and then buying a better oil.
Yeah, I remember years ago when they used to sell much heavier oils, but engines those days were made a whole lot differently. Today, some of the newer cars use a lot of high quality, you know, expensive rare materials, and they're a lot more sensitive, Cameron.
Well, yeah, you know, you get what we call blow-by, you know, especially if you take the oil cap off and you see all that sludge in the top of your valve train. A lot of times, you know, you can solve some of those blow-by problems with a little bit heavier oil. These days, the engines seal themselves so well in a modern road car engine that you can actually run a motor oil that exceeds the API specifications, that does have the zinc and phosphorus that would normally be harmful to a catalytic converter, and you can actually you know, not only keep that oil in the car for a long period of time, as much as 20,000 miles, but you can also keep that engine in the car a lot longer, too.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about where your oil is made.
You know, we make every single product in our company, from water wetter and our MT90 and MTL, our gear oils, and all of our motor oils in our factory in Benicia, California, just outside of San Francisco, about 40 minutes from the city. And we ship all over the world, too. That's where a lot of people ask us about the disadvantages of doing business way out in California when we sell so much oil in the Midwest and in the East. But the only advantage to it is that when we have to sell things to Malaysia or Singapore, where a lot of these exotic Japanese cars are, that at least we can get it off our coast pretty quickly. But everything is made from right here in America, from bottles to boxes to caps. It's an American-made product.
Let's talk a little bit about the racing side of Redline Oil, because I know our friend Jimmy DeFrank, longtime supporter here of the show, the California Car Cover Company, he and his brother have been drag racers for lots of years, and they just love your products.
Yeah, you know, we've been in drag racing for some time, and we really help try to save the drag racers a little bit of money and really get the products that help their cars work as designed. In the case of Jimmy DeFrank, very lightweight engine oils that can run surprisingly long. They've been on a few other brands of oil where when they picked a light oil, they had to change it every two or three runs even, where with ours they can run it, you know, 15, 20, 25 runs. But a lot of what we do, you know, people see our brand in drag racing a lot, that this weekend we're the best example of it. We won numerous championships this weekend up at Road America at the SECA runoffs, the national championships of road racing for America, as well as the SECA World Challenge races down at Road Atlanta this weekend. We won both categories down there. And those were all with not necessarily special oils. Those were with racing motor oils that people can buy at their local speed shop. You know, what we sell to the public is the same thing that our race teams are using.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's again, another interesting coincidence. A little bit earlier today when I was doing my live Motor Trend show, I was actually interviewing Dean Case from Mazda Motorsports, and he was live from Elkhart Lake. So I didn't realize that a lot of the vehicles there were running your oil. That's great.
Oh, yeah. You know, we won in the – there's the BMW teams from Bimmer World, the big mail order giant that James Clay and his guys actually had a 1-2-3 sweep with their E92 BMWs, 3-series BMWs, and they beat our Honda team that we've been with for so long. You know, we've sponsored the factory Acura squad for a long time, Peter Cunningham and the Real Time guys. So for us, sometimes it's hard because we support a few of the teams, and we also sell to some of the other teams that don't run our logo. So when we look at the results, it's with a little bit of trepidation because we know that we're going to have friends that are happy and sad, but it's nice when you can see hardworking guys produce a 1-2-3 finish like that. And we also won, believe it or not, with a Volvo team that won in the GT class. They beat all the Vipers and the Porsches with an all-wheel drive turbocharged Volvo, the 3R team from Denver, Colorado, and our good friend Andy Pilgrim. They won too. And again, it was all just with the same Redline oils that our customers buy every day.
Wow, Andy Pilgrim, the former Corvette C5R, and I think he worked on the C6R program as well.
Yeah, he did. Andy's a great guy. In fact, what's funny is that we've gotten to be good friends with Andy. I mean, we always knew him, and he drove race cars that we sponsored or that we had some products involved with. But it turns out that he lives right down the street in Florida from a pretty famous drag racer, a guy named Tony Bartone, who you may know.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing how some of this kind of, we always kind of, you heard of that game, the 6 degrees of separation, or the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Well, there's always the 6 degrees of Redline Oil, and it turns out it's all around a golf course in Boca Raton, with Tony Bartone and Angry Andy Pilgrim and guys that you wouldn't think would know each other.
Oh, very interesting, Cameron. When we come back on the other side, more about Redline Oil and water wetter. What is it? We're going to find out on the other side. Don't go away.
Do you want to be red?
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning playing a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
We are back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Cameron Evans joins us from Redline Oil. We've been telling you all about the company and the oil products, and now we're going to talk about the product that has probably one of my favorite names in all of the auto world. It's called Water Weather.
Well, I didn't know you liked the name that much. We'll have to send you some T-shirts and some swag. You can wear it proudly.
Yeah, it's a great name. So,
well, you know what's funny is that Water Weather was actually a product that our vice president of chemistry, Roy Howell, he invented this product really on accident. I mean, and there's not much that Redline does on accident. We're pretty deliberate about, you know, trying to make specific viscosities and, you know, balancing friction to just nail the application for some gearbox. And it just so happens that he was messing around in the lab about 25 years ago, and he came up with a product that sheeted water. It changed the surface tension of water. And I mean, imagine if you see a pot of pasta boiling with a bunch of bubbles around the outside on the metal. If you could get rid of those bubbles, you could make water really have a chance to do its job inside your engine. And if you add to that some of the chemicals that you would find in glycol antifreezes, not the ones that are slick, that's why it's so popular on racetracks, but if you added some of the chemicals for anti-corrosion and for lubrication issues that glycol antifreezes help with, then you could come up with an additive that would allow you to run straight water in your radiator. And we want to remind that that Water Weather, as a cooling agent, it'll drop temperatures as much as, 20 degrees, but it does not have any antifreeze capability. So if you do run in your vehicle in any kind of freezing scenarios, you need to add some kind of antifreeze to the mix.
Wow. And this is compatible with any type of antifreeze?
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Okay. You can run Redline Water Weather. Works with any type of antifreeze, completely compatible. It works its best with straight water, but if you run 50-50 antifreeze and you want a bit of an insurance policy to try to keep the temperature down when your car gets challenged, then Water Weather is the right product. All it needs is one bottle, usually, for any vehicle, unless you have a giant cooling system, you know, 5, 6, 7 gallons. Then you'd want to run two bottles of it.
And so basically what it does is it reduces the bubbles or the vapor barrier that forms on the hot metal surfaces within a cooling system. Is that what it does?
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, the way to think of it is that it gives water a chance to do its job. So when you're used to seeing
You know, you can imagine how when bubbles would form on metal, that means that the water is not actually touching the metal, so it doesn't have a chance to take heat off of the metal and transfer it into the water. So basically it just gives water a chance to sheet away on the product. Just like it says, it makes water wetter.
And certainly, like you say, in racing applications, this would be a godsend.
Well, not only does it help control cooling, which is a big issue for most race teams, a lot of the teams in Nextel Cup, in fact, even the team that we won this weekend with the in the Camping World East Series at Dover, we won one of the support races with a Redline Oil car there. That car had two bottles of water wetter in it because it's got a 6-gallon cooling system with Brett Moffitt. But what you find, the reason that racers run it so often is that they also need conditioning for the water. That, you know, sometimes straight water can cause a corrosive mess. And you're not allowed to run any kind of glycol antifreeze in any type of racing series because if you've ever gotten the antifreeze on your hands, it's really slick. So imagine if you were to break the radiator or crash, whether it's a dirt track or a paved track, all that slick material would get all over the racing surface. So most racing sanctioning bodies will say the water wetter is the only type of additive that you're even allowed to run. So we've been very fortunate in that we get a bit of a built-in market simply because of how effective the product is.
And I understand you actually make a diesel variant of water wetter as well.
Yeah, we do, but one thing that we want to try to make clear for everybody out there that is if you have one of those Duramax, you know, a light pickup, F-350 Ford or the Duramax diesel Chevys, that you still want to use regular water wetter with that product. The diesel water wetter product is actually a very concentrated mix for big rigs. So anybody going across the road that has cooling issues that way, that's the product for them. It's blue rather than the famous pink water wetter. But it also is missing the corrosion package we were talking about simply because most big rig tractor trailers, those tractors have a very controlled cooling mix. So, you know, the manufacturers are very specific about what they want to see in there. So we make a point of not putting all those extra additives in. So all you get is the extra cooling package with that product.
Let's talk about some gear oil for manual transmissions, including something called the shockproof gear oils. Explain what that means. It sounds kind of explanatory, but nevertheless, tell us a little bit more about what these products do.
Yeah, shockproof is a very famous Redline oil product. It's been around for many years. But what that product does, it's more like a liquid grease. It's very different from any kind of traditional gear oil you're used to seeing. And how it works, it's got little microscopic solids in it, almost like, it sounds like marketing talk, but it's really true, like little plastic ball bearings almost. And they'll actually work on the surface of the gears to provide a cushion. So, like, take the example, even though it's a gear oil that a lot of people run in their pickup trucks, a Top Fuel dragster, for example, they want to run a very light gear oil, but they use this pressure agent to protect the surface of the gears. So many of the top teams in NHRA run the same gear oil that you can run in the differential in your truck, which is the shockproof gear oil. It's actually a 90-weight gear oil, but it'll give you the pressure agent of a 250-weight oil. It's a kind of a two-in-one product that we've been very successful with in racing, and it's also crossed over to a lot of savvy enthusiasts. And it's mostly sold in places like Jegs and Summit, you know, the big mail-order chains that are so popular for products like ours.
In the realm of automatic transmission fluids, I mean, you've got a whole gamut of things, including ones for racing, but this is the one that I didn't even know existed. You've actually got a couple of different transmission fluids for CVT transmissions. I didn't even know anybody was making that.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point that I want to talk to you about today, Bob, is that a lot of the work that we've been doing lately has been communicating with the big distributors in automotive that are kind of behind the scenes where the listeners, technicians and mechanics are actually buying their products. There's a lot of original equipment fluids out there that we actually exceed their quality. We meet their specifications for things like CVT. Honda has a very particular fluid for their CVTs. And then there's another fluid we have called non-slip CVT that works in these constantly variable transmissions in, you know, anywhere from Nissan, Mitsubishi. They're more common. The Honda one and the Audi ones are very, very specific. But what's funny is that you go to the dealership and sometimes those fluids are as much as $20, $25 a quart. So we've been able to, even though we're known for having fluids that cost a little more than most people, we're able to kind of give the consumer a break and give the technician a break and the prices he has to pass along. And those fluids have a pretty low retail of like $12.99 or $13.99, if I remember correctly, about $10 less per gallon than a lot of what you'll find in the other dealerships.
So a great deal. And you've even got a power steering fluid, and I understand this actually helps improve the wear of your power steering pump.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a lot more popular around the world than it is in America, and that's something we'd like to change. And the power steering fluid that most people run in their cars actually offers a little too much drag. In a time when people are trying to find fuel economy, you can actually go to a lighter weight power steering fluid that will, you get the same action and the same delivery of steering assistance from your power steering system, but what you'll get is less drag and more power from your engine. So basically you don't have to give up so many losses, and that stuff will work in pretty standard road cars. So we've got a lot of tricks with lighter, more stable fluids that are a little bit slicker that allow people to run their cars more efficiently and in turn get a little better fuel economy and a little more power.
Cameron, remind us once again about the official website for your company, and if you have any telephone information, feel free to give that out, as well as any major chains or distributors.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, www.redlineoil.com, that's our website, and it was just going online, or at least the news site was, the last time we spoke. You'll find a lot of technical information there, and you're actually able to find dealers. You know, we've got it broken out by the mail order chains like Summit and Jegs that carry our stuff, as well as places like AutoZone or Advance Auto Parts or O'Reilly Auto Parts that carry products like WaterWeather. But and if anybody wants to call us, we've got pretty good technicians that are during the week that are on the phone to answer questions and, you know, some of the problems that people have in trying to select lubricants. And that number is 1-800-624-7958.
Well, Cameron, you are just a scholar of synthetic oils, and we really appreciate you coming on board. And I have lots more questions, so that means we got to get you back again and make you kind of a semi-regular here on the broadcast.
Well, I'll tell my wife you called me a scholar. That'll be a big step up for me today. Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Cameron. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for joining me.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.